I spent the last couple days updating one of the pages at jpattitude.com, the page dedicated to election fraud. It was depressing work. The election system in this country is a mess. Every election we hold is an exercise in dirty tricks and blatant cheating, followed by voting that includes illegal votes, dead people's votes, manufactured votes, and dishonest counting of votes that leaves us barely able to guess who actually won the stupid election. We should be mad as hell, people, and we should let the powers that be know we won't take it anymore. If we're not smart enough to hold an honest election in America after 236 years, then the whole concept of democracy is flawed. How bad is it? The New York Times ran a story Thursday about the Florida Division of Elections trying to clear 182,000 illegal aliens from the state's voter rolls. Think about that. 182,000 illegal aliens are registered to vote in the state that decided the 2000 presidential election between Al Gore and George Bush, an election decided by the tiny margin of 537 votes. The Pew Center on the States released a research report 3 months ago stating approximately 210 million people are registered to vote in the United States, and 24 million of those registrations are invalid for various reasons. For example, almost 3 million people are registered in more than one state, so they can vote more than once if they want. Florida retirees are famous for that. They vote in person down in Florida and vote by absentee ballot back in New York or Michigan. Heck, when the old farts eventually die, they can keep right on voting. According to Pew, almost 2 million of the bad registrations are dead people. And if you think those dead people aren't voting, you need to get your head out of your... But election fraud is rare and insignificant, claim Democrats. Liberals resist every attempt to clean up the election system and eliminate vote fraud. There's a reason for that. Almost 100% of the vote fraud in this country benefits the Democrats. It's perpetrated by the Democrat Party. They need the fraud to win elections. Americans are required to have photo ID to drive a car, drink a beer, fly on a plane, cash a check, rent a movie at Blockbuster, and even to buy cough medicine. But Democrats pitch a hissy fit the moment somebody wants to require photo ID to vote. It's crazy. How bad is it? The Attorney General in South Carolina took a quick look recently and identified 900 dead people who voted in recent elections. That's only the ones he found. The real number is probably much higher. Next door in North Carolina, they're a little more circumspect. They pretend the dead voters are still alive. Somebody noticed last year that thousands of 110-year-olds were voting in the Tar Heel State, mostly in four counties, and mostly for Democrats, of course. They even had a 154-year-old and a 160-year-old vote. Maybe they were zombies or something, because there's nothing in the Guinness Book of World Records about anybody being that old. Dead people vote all over the country. It's not even unusual. Just look at Chicago, for instance, where the dead are lined up around the block on election day. How bad is our election system? In Miami, they have vote brokers who offer to provide thousands of pre-filled out absentee ballots in favor of any candidate willing to pay for them. In Minnesota's 2009 Senate election, Norm Coleman collected the most votes. Then they did a recount, and he still had the most votes. Then somebody found a pile of votes in the back seat of a car that were all for Franken. And suddenly we had a bad comedian being sworn in as a U.S. senator. In Arizona, they filmed illegal aliens being shipped into a union rally where they were given free pizza in return for Democrat votes. WikiLeaks released information in February showing that John McCain's campaign in 2008 knew that Democrats were stuffing the ballot boxes for Obama in Pennsylvania and Ohio. McCain thought about taking the matter to court after the election, but decided, for the good of the nation, not to make a fuss. Richard Nixon made the same decision in 1960 when Democrats were caught stuffing the ballot boxes in West Virginia, Chicago, and Texas. It's a disgusting state of affairs, much worse than the average American realizes. But it wouldn't be difficult to fix the election system if we got mad enough and mustered the will. All we need to do is eliminate absentee and early voting, where most of the fraud occurs, require photo ID from everybody who shows up to vote, and use Election Ink like India. India, the largest democracy on the planet, simply stains people's right index fingers when they vote so they can't vote again. The ink can't be washed off and lasts for 72 hours. It sounds awfully low-tech, but unlike the current sophisticated system where fraud and cheating is endemic, the low-tech election ink works. That's today's dose of common sense.